Speaking of which, I love this for the Chiefs. They are devoid of weapons. They don't really have anybody at wide receiver right now they can count on. They plucked Juju Smith-Schuster off the scrap heap at one point in time. He developed into an option for Patrick Mahomes. He's hurt. He's not playing again this week. They've traded for DeAndre Hopkins, and they gave up next to nothing to get him. Have you seen the terms?
Oh, yeah.
On that trade?
See, this is what I want. Whatever this is, I want this. I want the gruntled or disgruntled or underutilized really good football player. I don't know exactly how much Hopkins has left. I have no idea.
I don't think very much.
He's in a terrible system in a terrible place with a quarterback that's, you know, basically like having me back there with one arm behind my back. But I want the, if you just take on a little bit of salary, you can have it for a fifth. And when you guys go to the Super Bowl, it converts to a fourth. And they're going again, by the way.
Chiefs get Hopkins. Titans get a 2025 fifth that becomes a fourth. To Danny's point, if Kansas City gets to the Super Bowl and Hopkins plays in 60% of snaps the rest of the way. So a couple of big ifs there to turn this into what would be a fourth round pick, which is still not big of a, that big of a deal if you're the Chiefs, if you're trying to win a Super Bowl. Again, they're going back to back to back if this works out.
Uh-huh.
They're trying to do something no one's ever done before. Nobody's ever three-peated. And they just have to add weaponry. Kelce looks much older. He's got a lot of these 4-5 catch. 20 to 25 yard games.
It's 17 yards this past week.
I think on four grabs.
On four catches.
That's just not Travis Kelce. But it is this year.
Or it is now.
Rashee Rice is the baller that isn't anymore because he's hurt and out for an extended period of time. So they need weapons for Mahomes. But I want to ask Dimitroff not only about that trade, but what it could mean for the Commanders. I do want to give some shine to Adam Peters, though, really quickly. Because Peters, Danny, traded Jahan Dotson and got a third round pick back.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everyone wants to play the apples-to-apples game and call up and go over all the specifics and how we got here and what's what. But if you look at the other receivers that have been traded, Amari Cooper, Davante Adams, and now, throw it on the pile, DeAndre Hopkins, the value that Washington got for a guy that couldn't even get targets or catches from the Eagles when their top two receivers were out
mm-hmm.
for a couple of weeks is preposterous. Adam Peters did it in the worst possible way to the Eagles and Howie Roseman.
Adam Peters.
Someone should call 911 and say, I just saw Adam Peters get a third for Jahan Dotson from Howie Roseman based on this market right now. Well, I mean, that's illegal in 23 states, what he did to Howie Roseman.
So it was Dotson in a fifth for a third, which is pretty good value. I'll take that.
They got a third-round pick back for Jahan Dotson.
A third-round pick for a guy that doesn't play. So I'll take it. Yeah, nice. A guy that was not part of your plan. So imagine the analogy I would use or the comp I would use is imagine if they got a third for Jamin Davis. Like the guy that they cut, the guy that was not part of their plans anymore. They were able to do a pick swap and end up with another third-round pick. That's pretty cool.